freak.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And it is, by the way, the live Saturday show. As always, your calls are primary if you make them. Until then, we'll talk to you about things that we find interesting. And Mark, you had something about fat people. And I guess they're working for the government. There's a problem down in Alabama, apparently,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, this is according to Money Central at MSN. The state of Alabama has given its 37,000 employees until 2010 to start getting fit, or they'll pay a $25 a month insurance for insurance that was otherwise free for the employees. Alabama will be the first state to charge its overweight workers who don't try to slim down, while a handful of other states reward employees who adopt healthful behaviors. Alabama already charges workers who smoke and has seen some success in getting them to quit, or at least lie about it, I would guess.
You know what I think is interesting about this, Mark, is that if this were happening at a non-governmental organization, we're having a corporation, another corporation of some sort, like a Walmart, for instance, there would be outrage if a private business decided to go ahead and put a similar policy and say, oh, well, you're a little bit too large. We're going to have to charge you a surcharge unless you can slim down within this time period. That would be considered discrimination, and the government would jump all over those people for it. But here, because they are the government, they get to put in whatever kind of regulations they want on these folks. And isn't it true that I don't know much about health. I know you've done a lot more research on this than I have. But isn't it true that some people are just naturally bigger? I mean, you can be healthy and you can still be you could still have fat on you, right?
Sure.
It's possible.
There's people called endomorphs out there that store fat more easily than others, and it's just more difficult.
But the BMI doesn't take that into account, body mass index.
It depends on the insurance company and what they use. For instance, under the sort of old insurance guidelines, I would have been considered fat at one point in my life, even though my body fat percentage was 10%. But because I was, working out a lot and, had a lot of muscle mass, I was overweight, was the terminology that they used.
Right.
And I don't know. I would imagine that the insurance companies have caught up in that arena, but I don't know it for sure. And, what bothers me here is, I do think that fat people have more health problems than people that aren't. And
probably true.
That's, that's the particular issue. But I'm with you is that if a private company did this, there would be outrage.
Right. So. And I think private companies should be able to do these things. I mean, if it's your business, if you own the business, you should be able to set whatever rules you want to as far as what your employees need to do in order to get whatever coverage it is that you're offering and all of that. And it's also my understanding that many of these companies are forced to offer health care coverage for their employees. I don't know much about that, as I don't employ anybody, so I can't really comment on from personal experience. But it's my understanding that there's a lot of government mandates coming into play with offering these things to the employees.
On both sides of the equation. The government mandates how insurance companies are going to cover people. They mandate how employers are going to cover people and all kinds of things. And what it does is it causes the market of insurance to, the cost to rise for everyone. And, when you're talking about, for instance, the old platitude, insuring abortions for nuns, it doesn't make much sense.
Well, now, when you're talking about these mandates, for instance, the idea is that if you're is it overweight or obese that they're targeting?
They're talking about obese.
Okay, yeah. So if somebody is obese, then they're going to have to pay, if they want the health care coverage, they're going to have to pay the extra
$25
in order to get it. Now, one could say that, well, in the marketplace, if there were enough obese workers out there to where their work was obviously valuable to a certain extent, business owners in the marketplace might not be able to get away with that. I mean, if you raise prices to an unreasonable level and your employees say, I'll just go somewhere else, there's always that possibility. There's always the possibility that someone's going to leave, and then you're going to have to fill that spot.
What you have here in the with this instance is because the government got involved in insurance in the first place, and it got involved in what you could pay people. it costs, at one point in this country, if you were above a certain amount, you paid 90% of your income into taxes. Well, you didn't pay any as far as the benefits. So it benefited an employer and the employee and their relationship for the employer to offer them all kinds of bonuses, dental, optical, health, whatever, because they didn't pay the employer, the employee didn't pay the taxes. The employer is going to pay whatever they're going to pay to get the employee. And so all of this, the very fact that employers pay for your health care at all is a government thing in the first place.
And it's really, in my opinion,
should
bad
be able
idea.
To get, yeah, people should be able to get their own, get their money and decide what they're going to cover themselves with.
It makes, I think that this sort of mandatory health coverage, and it's my understanding that I'm sure it's different in every state as far as what the mandates are. Some states might just mandate that employers offer the health insurance rather than mandate that the employees have to take it. Because I know that Julia, my girlfriend, works full-time at a restaurant here in New Hampshire, and there's health coverage available, but she doesn't have to take it. So the fact that there are these mandates, though, really screws up the labor market. Because if you're somebody that is sick or whatever, you might... You know, you're getting up in the years, you're getting older, and you're at a job, and you've got the health coverage from that particular job, and then you decide you get a midlife crisis or something like that, you hit your 50s, and then all of a sudden decide you want to go in a different direction, you may be dissuaded from doing that because you might need that health coverage, and you can't just pick up and go somewhere else because then you'll lose your health coverage if you've gotten it through your employer. You don't have that portability factor you would have if you'd gone out on your own and just signed up and purchased your own health coverage. And if these employers weren't offering health coverage, then employees would be buying their own health coverage, and they could take it to wherever they wanted to go, and we'd have a much more fluid labor market as a result of that, and that means more competition for labor and more opportunities.
And if the state wasn't mandating what, you know, accounts for coverage, then there would be more. There's
more
all
choices.
Kinds of there's all kinds of insurance companies out there, and they would offer more choices. If, for instance, I smoke a cigar or two a day, and I inhale them just like a cigarette smoker does, well, I don't think that I have as big of a chance of getting lung cancer as, say, a two-pack-a-day cigarette smoker. I may be wrong, you know, I don't know, but that's what I believe. Shouldn't I be able to buy a health insurance program that doesn't cover, say, lung cancer? That way, I don't have the same kind of deterrent. You know, it costs more for smokers to get insurance.
Right. But you can be rejected.
We're not all the same. Some people smoke a couple of cigarettes a day. Other people smoke a couple of packs a day.
Yeah.
And so people should be able to tailor their own insurance companies. And the reason that they their own insurance coverage and the reason they can't is because the government is involved.
It's very, very limited as a result. That. There are a few different packages you can choose from, but there's nothing a la carte. There's nothing really incredibly customizable.
A la carte is outlawed by most of the insurance boards and states.
So there's one other aspect to the story that I think is worth mentioning, and that is that this is kind of a harbinger of things to come for the realm of socialized medicine.
Right. The fact is, likely we're going to have socialized medicine or a more socialized system than we currently have, because already half of the healthcare dollars spent from Medicare and Medicaid are spent by the government. So we're going to have a more socialized healthcare system than we currently have. And under that socialized healthcare system, look, if I'm paying for your healthcare, you can't smoke cigarettes. You can't scuba dive. You can't eat chocolate candies. You can't eat red meat.
Can't go out in the sun.
You can't do any of these things because I'm paying for it. Your health costs me.
And when you say me, you mean the government. You mean that's what the government will essentially tell people.
All of us that pay our income taxes.
Right, but that's what the government will be able to do, and there will be nothing that you can say about it. I mean, these employees can't sue for discrimination because it's the government that's doing it.
All these people that think that the government's going to solve their problems in insurance and the government's going to solve their problems in healthcare, they've got another thing coming. It's already happening in England.
Enjoy your fatty foods now. Right? Enjoy your cigarettes.
Go out tonight and have yourself a pork chop because you may never be able to get one again when this stuff comes in.
So this is, this is just proof that this is going to be what happens when socialized medicine hits and their costs start to rise, because, you know, bureaucrats can't handle, they just have no incentives to do anything efficiently. So costs will start to rise, and they'll see the only way to reduce those costs is to control your behavior, is to control what you consume. And do you think that's a good idea? You think it's a good idea to have government dictating all of the things you can and can't do?
Jumping jacks for everybody in the morning.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Our potential, both individually and collectively, has no known limits. Many of us know how good we are at our job and responsibilities, but none of us know how good we could be. That is the magic and mystery of potential. You ever think, I've advanced as far as I can go, I've maxed out my potential? Johann von Goethe, the famous 19th century German poet and novelist, wrote, "Treat a man as he appears to be, and you make him worse. But treat a man as if he already were what he potentially could be, and you make him what he should be." Tap into your unlimited potential and become a remarkable performer. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loof for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit CurlAway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you'd like to call in and defend the idea of socialized medicine, you're certainly welcome to do that. Didn't have time to get the call-in numbers out a moment ago. But, of course, your calls are primary, so whatever it is you want to talk about is what we'll talk about here. So dial in and bring up anything at 800-259-9231.
I've been taking this dietary supplement called Dexy 20. It it causes you to lose weight. It's an appetite suppressant, and it's working for me. I think it'll work for you. You can check it out at Walgreens or CVS or GNC, and you can also see it at diet.freetalklive.com. Give it a try. You can lose weight the easy way. I haven't changed my my daily routine at all, and it doesn't give you those weird jitters that most of them do.
You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams and more. We give it all away for free, so enjoy it all on us at freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Larry, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just talking a little about your health care deal.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm kind of not elderly, but old, and I can remember about maybe 40 years ago, you did not hear about anything like you're hearing today about medicines and health. Everybody needs health care. I remember my dad was 76 years old, and he went to the hospital for the first time, and he came home with a big grocery bags full of meds. Mm. I mean, they're turning the United States, especially here in the state of Indiana, into a junkie factory.
Well, the reason why you didn't need it back 40 years ago or whatever was because everybody had access to it. It was available in the marketplace. It was relatively cheap because the government hadn't gotten involved in the major way that it currently is. So the somewhat free marketplace, the at least more free than it is today, could act to keep prices low, keep innovation coming, keep new advances coming out, and keep consumers happy. So there was no problem back then. But there is a problem today because the government involved, and it increases costs for everybody.
And you know what that problem is, too? Personal responsibility.
That's a factor.
Nobody wants to be responsible for something as personal as your health, because 90% of it consists of what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
If you can keep your mouth shut and not eat the garbage, why, then you're not going to have all these little funny sicknesses and so forth. If you don't smoke, or if you do smoke, then you accept the consequences of it and go on and just go on about your business. But if we get government involved, and it's already involved, you're going to have just a big blow up and a mess. Every time you get a skint knee or something, you're going to be running up into a doctor's office because you know you don't have to pay for it. And one more thing, guys, on the property tax deal.
Yes,
we've got here in Indianapolis, an out-of-control city county council spending money. And you know what? I quizzed them the last time we had a committee meeting, and I said, did they consider all the money the government gets as property tax? And the way I caught them in the lie is I asked them, I said, you got any money in your pocket now? And they said, yeah. I said, is that your property? Well, if somebody taxed it, that's property tax, because they were trying to do little funny things and maneuvers and then say, oh, that wasn't property tax. All you got is property.
They love calling.
The only thing they can tax is your property. So any kind of tax, grant funding, federal grants, I don't care what it is. The only reason
the government
gets money is tax on your property.
I thank you, Larry, for the call. Great points tonight. 800-259-9231. Boy, they'll just tax any old thing they can possibly get away with. Whatever it is, you'll pay. If you'll pay it, they'll tax you on
it. Yeah, anything they can get away with.
Hey, I want to reiterate his point about responsibility. I think it's great that he brought that up back in the realm of health care. And responsibility really is, it ties in to what we've been discussing, not just from the government socialist health care perspective, where if government tells you that we'll take care of you from birth to death, just come on by our government hospitals and clinics whenever you need any assistance and we'll help you out. Of course, you have to wait for 6 months before you can actually get seen in some cases, depending on who's available, what doctors are available, and the government doesn't ever have enough supply available to meet the demand.
Well, I think that, you can look at the socialized healthcare systems around the world. You can look at the VA hospitals here in the United States. And sometimes they offer really great health care to these people, but other times, people die waiting.
That's true. And
I don't want to have to deal with that.
If people are told they're going to be taken care of, then they do exactly what Larry suggests. You get a skin knee, you get a cough, you got some, a runny nose. You go to the people go to the emergency room, and they do this today. And they will be encouraged to do it more in the future.
Right. They don't
take up these precious resources with this nonsense.
They don't have to deal deal with the consequences of their actions if the health care is for free. I don't know that anybody really thinks about the consequences of their actions when they start smoking as a teenager, but, you know, they don't have to deal with those consequences because the government will take care of them as best, you know, as poorly as they take care of all of us at that point.
And you see that with insurance companies as well. It's like you were saying, Mark. People can't customize their services, so they get this one-size-fits-all insurance policy that pretty much pays for everything, I mean, with a small copay or whatever, and then they go in, and again, like Larry was saying, whenever they've got the sniffles, or the kid's got the sniffles, they're in there in the doctor's office, instead of trying home remedies and other things like that first. Oh, my insurance will cover this, so I'll just go on in there and take care of it. Whereas if more people had, like, catastrophic insurance, which was, you know, an incredibly high deductible level, when they would actually have to decide, they would actually have to use their critical thinking skills to decide whether or not to go to the hospital or whether or not to go to get the service they need, then they'd be much more deliberate about deciding what services to purchase. They'd have to price around. If you wanted to go to a doctor, you might call up a few of them to get different prices to see what things cost. Today, you can talk to doctors and they'll tell you. Nobody ever asks what things cost. They've got insurance. It doesn't matter to them. But it does matter in the long run because the more people take advantage of the insurance policies like that, the more the insurance companies have to charge in order to make up for the costs that they're incurring, and we all end up paying more for health care as a result of it. So by taking the consumer's choice out of the matter, whether it's through the insurance policies or whether it's through government health care, by taking consumer choice out of the matter, you're really neutering the marketplace. And that's not good.
No, it's...
So there's nothing I'm against insurance. I think insurance is a fine idea, but I think it's gone too far. I think it's gone to the point where it's covering way too much stuff at way too small a deductible. I mean, certainly you should be free to purchase those programs if they're available, but that's all that's available.
Well, the healthcare mess is largely government created. For one, the union that they call the AMA,
the doctors union.
Yeah, people can't compete until they've gone to school for 8 years to be a doctor and that kind of thing. And I'm not saying you don't need a doctor for some major healthcare stuff, but I am also saying that people that are less educated can stitch a wound. People
who are
less educated can give shots and all those things. But currently, those people can't do business without a doctor there. And
the whole healthcare thing, we could spend the entire hour talking about all the things that are wrong with healthcare. Of course, the solution is to get the government the hell out of it, just remove all of these mandates and government programs and everything like that, and turn it back over to the free marketplace. Well, what about the poor? Well, that's why we have charities. That's why hospitals have charity wings. That's why you can contribute. When you go to the hospital, you can contribute to their charity wing to help those people that are in need.
And poor probably won't get as good a health care as rich, but poor don't get as good a health care now as the rich, and they don't get as good a health care in the countries that have socialized medicine.
But the poor get better health care today than they did 100 years ago, so the poor's constantly...
Trickle down.
The health care quality always gets better as the market improves. 800-259-9231, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and those features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Send out an update this afternoon, as a matter of fact. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll talk more about what that update had to do with. It was the AMP program. We've released one of our secrets a little earlier than we had actually expected to. We might talk a little bit about that later on in the program. Our number here is 1-800-259-9231. And if you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom or planning on it, you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Innerknobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's Innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at Innerknobs.com. As we go back to your phone calls about whatever you want, it's John listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think there's a lot of people around this country trying to decide whether they're going to vote or not and whether they're going to give up on this whole silliness.
I know Mark's probably one of those people.
Well, let me just give a little bit of information here. All our lives we've been told that if you want to change things, then you got to vote, right?
That's what
and
they keep telling me.
Particularly when there's a big election coming, when there's a presidential election, get out the vote. The more the better. And you have this incessant drumbeat of get out the vote, get out the vote, get out the vote. But look, folks, around the country, whatever community you're in, what happens when there's things like a tax cap or a budget cut or a referendum on the ballot that the people in the government don't like? What do? They try to separate that from the general election where they've beaten that drumbeat of more, you know, get out the vote, get out the vote, get out the vote.
Yeah.
And try to separate that and get it to a special election. Because, you know what, you're all smart enough if you're going to vote for the politician, but you're too stupid to understand an issue. And what they're really trying to do, folks, is they have the system under control quite well, and they don't want your input.
I think
it's
a great point.
What they want to do with a special election is say, the government people will know when the special election is happening.
Yeah, the people with the hat in the ring.
The general population will not know. Some will, but the general population won't. And the general population might be about 50-50 anyway, but the government people will know, and they will be about 75 or 90% of the people who are coming out for the special election. So, shh, we'll just keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. On anything that's important, let's not have so many voters.
I have to say, I'm with you completely, John.
If you think people are really looking out for your interests, like the caller said last week or 2 weeks ago, go to Lowell's, get yourself a ladder, and get over it.
Great point, John.
If voting could make a difference, they would make it illegal.
Who said, what's a paraphrase of somebody? Who was it that originally said that? Is it like PJ O'Rourke or something? I forget. But it's a good quote, and I thank you, John, for the call tonight. And I think salient points. I didn't know that there's one of those local special elections that he's talking about coming up on Tuesday. I had no idea that was going on, and I'm relatively tied into these sorts of things here up here in New Hampshire, and I didn't find that out until like the last 24 hours.
I did know, but I can definitely sympathize. As far as this presidential election goes, I'm...
Can you sympathize or can you empathize?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that there's much difference between the two words.
There is a difference. Empathy means you can feel how the other person is feeling, while sympathizing means you feel sorry for them.
I guess I can feel how, I feel similar to what he's talking about, in that this election's coming up. I don't think there's a candidate out there at all that is really very close to what I think as far as politics, and...
You've been having trouble this last week, Mark.
Yeah. Even if I were to go out and vote for one of the candidates, it seems like my vote would be canceled out by five people who say, oh, I want to have a female vice president, or oh, I'd like to have the first black president, as though either of those things matter. The fact that one has more melanin in their skin than the other and one has another X chromosome.
It's the ideas that matter.
It's the ideas of these people that want to control your lives, and
there's really no
difference. I don't have a candidate in the race.
Right. I mean, earlier this week, Mark, you were kind of leaning to this whole Sarah Palin thing, or Palin, or whoever she is, had influenced you a little bit. You'd heard good things about her, and you were leaning in that direction, and of course we came out and we said, whoa, careful, make sure you do your research and learn a little bit about this woman, because she's not the small government person that you might be led to believe that she is. In fact, Tom Knapp at the Napster blog had a few things to add that I hadn't heard yet about this lady.
This Napster blog was probably what put me over the edge.
Was it?
I did do some research through his links and that kind of thing just to make sure that what he was talking about was so.
Just a quick, let me just throw these out there real quick to anybody that's been sort of listening to the siren song of this Sarah Palin, anybody that considers themselves
small
government.
I was very excited about her the first day that she showed up on the scene.
So here's what Napster has to say at napster.blogspot.com. As she entered politics at the city council level, campaigning in support of a new sales tax and for a safer, more progressive Wasilla, that was, I guess, in
the town,
Alaska. As mayor, she pushed through an increase to that sales tax to pay for a government-owned, eminent domain-enabled ice rink and sports complex that requires a $100,000 annual taxpayer subsidy to this very day, down from more than $500,000 per year early on. She also hired a lobbyist to tag down $27 million in federal pork for the town. At its current population, more than $4,000 in government largesse for every man, woman, and child in Wasilla. As governor, she was for the Bridge to Nowhere before she was against it. So, you know, politicians, they'll change depending on whichever way the wind blows, so whatever they think will get them voted into office.
The Bridge to Nowhere obviously became very unpopular. That's why it's called the Bridge to Nowhere.
She signed the largest operating budget in Alaska's history. That's not very small government. None of these executives have to sign these bills. The George Bushes of the world and the Sarah Palins. Palin, they say one thing about being for smaller government, and then they do everything else that proves that's not really the case. So she signed that budget, advocated a welfare program to provide each Alaskan with an energy debit card, and hectored $500 million in corporate welfare seed money out of the state legislature for a company to begin building a natural gas pipeline. Again, sounds like typical politics. Reward your friends, punish your enemies. Take taxpayer dollars and give it to all your buddies in business to build a pipeline or something. Surprised by the orgiastic reception Sarah Palin's vice presidential candidacy is receiving from libertarian Republicans? Well, you shouldn't be. To the extent that libertarian politics resembles the film industry, libertarian republicanism is very much the equivalent of the red carpet at the Oscars. Inside the building, films and those who work on them are at least theoretically rated on quality, but outside on the carpet, it's unashamedly all about who showed up with who and in what dress. Generously assuming that each and every one of the proliferating left-wing blogosphere rumors is either untrue or irrelevant, Sarah Palin's record is, well, fair to middling as Republican politicians go, but not libertarian in any meaningful sense of the word. Her libertarian resume consists pretty much of cultivating friendly relationships with key members of Alaska's Libertarian Party during her gubernatorial campaign so they'd support her instead of their own candidate. There you go. So 1-800-259-9231, don't get the Vespers over this Sarah Palin. She is just another politician.
I certainly had him.
And it's like I said from day one, as soon as we heard about this nomination, you don't get to being vice presidential nominated in the Republican or Democrat parties without being a party hack. You don't get there without being willing to bow down and kiss the boots of whoever it is that is, you know, whoever it is that's in charge over there. To worship the party platform, whatever that might happen to be.
Yeah,
you just don't get there.
I'm having a real difficult time with Republicans this year. Even up here in New Hampshire, where a lot of Republicans are, you know, they are pretty good as far as, you know, being small government and that kind of thing. But many on the national level, all of them on the national level, support this stupid war that just, you know, is spending all kinds of money.
Not to mention keeping immigrants out and increasing the government. And
I mean, what's more efficient monetarily than a war? Than a war. I mean, you know, at least with welfare, they're putting 30 cents of every welfare dollar in the haws of, well, you know, some people that are gaming the system and some people aren't.
They're not blowing up the money.
Right. The money doesn't go boom. And we don't have to treat the vets for the rest of our lives.
It's so there's no tough choice this election. It's if you love liberty, there's no one to vote for. Write in Ron Paul or something like that. Though there's a rumor that Ron Paul's got some major announcement coming up this week. I have no idea what that's going to be, but we'll certainly let you know as we find out more. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. with everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray. Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live and help get other listeners to the program and help them help expose them to the message of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways to help get Free Talk Live out there. Most of them are totally free or very, very low cost. So get all the details over at promote.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls about what you want. It's Adam listening to WSC FM in South Carolina. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
It's Adam's dog. Adam?
Hello.
Hello, hey. You're on the air.
Thought it was your dog that was calling.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I was calling about the Sarah Palin thing.
Yes, sir.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm sorry, you faded out for just a moment there. Go ahead again.
Okay, sorry about that. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure.
We're going to have a tough time with you. We're going to put you on hold, try you back. Let's try Jeremy in the meantime in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, loud and clear or what?
You're sounding good, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just thinking about, you know, you're talking about all this, how they flip-flopped this, and it, but hadn't we all flip-flopped? I mean, weren't most people patriotic, I mean, for the George Bush cause after 9/11, and then we changed our mind? I mean, once Sarah Palin got educated on how much of a nonsense a bridge to nowhere was, then maybe she was against it after that.
Well, maybe you need a little more information. According to Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, he tells me that apparently it's worse than what we had originally said. Not only did she change her mind about the bridge to nowhere, but it was after the state of Alaska had received the federal money for the bridge to nowhere. And so what did she do? She just took the money and used them for her own, you know, whatever purposes she wanted to use at the moment. So it wasn't as though she refused the money. She took it and she spent it on her political programs.
Yeah, but did you hear about other stuff?
Like what about it?
Well, like the stuff about the, how would you like it if someone sent you millions and millions of dollars and then, you decide to change your mind and do what you want with it?
Well, I'm not sure what you're getting at there, Jeremy. I mean, the millions of dollars weren't hers in the first place. So if she wanted to be a small government person, she could have refused it and not taken it in the first place.
I agree with you guys that most of everything they're saying is just more lies to make us feel good. You know, how you get all giddy when they're doing all the applauding and all these promises, then they get in there and all they are is like bulldozers and they just mow you down. You know, hit me in the face again.
Yeah, that's what they do. They lie and they change, you know, they change their positions and all they do is do whatever is politically expedient. Jeremy, thanks for the call. They do whatever is politically expedient to get elected to office so at that point they can then reward their friends and punish their enemies. This is what politics is at all levels, local, state, federal, Democrat, Republican, whatever. It's all about extracting money from you by force to use in the way they deem appropriate. It has nothing to do with representing you or anything like that. That's just all a cover story for the violent acts of the state.
You know, it seems to me that that's what's going to be happening here with the McCain campaign, is that, you know, he's got this conservative out there that makes him, you know, that he's, a lot of people have gotten very excited about, but, you know, he's going to do what he wants.
Who really believes? I mean, what Republican out there really believes that this McCain cat's going to get into office and just start rolling back the government?
I certainly can't tell that any Republican has ever done that.
Right. So what is it? I don't understand why people still get so excited by these candidates. What, they just keep telling you the same crap year after year. Every 4 years, it's the same old story. Somebody's always for change. Somebody's always for smaller government. Yep. And then you get the same old, which is more government, more intrusiveness, more oppressiveness, more taxation.
Lie to me,
freedom.
Baby. I love that crap.
Apparently they do. Let's go back to Adam. We're going to try him again. Adam in South Carolina, listening to WSC.
How am I coming in this time?
Sounding better. Go ahead, sir.
That's awesome. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm extremely excited about the McCain-Palin ticket. I think it's great. I think anything anti-Barack Obama is wonderful.
Well, wait, what's so exciting? Wait a minute. Is it
liberalism?
Does it only excite you because he's not Barack Obama? Is that the only thing that's exciting to you?
That's not the only thing that's exciting to me, but I will have to say that I do not want to see Barack Obama win. I think that's the worst thing that we could ever have happen for this country.
Don't you think that like the country's in really bad shape when you have to vote for a guy like John McCain in order to keep a guy like Barack Obama out?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
I think McCain, we could probably find better. There's no doubt about it. Personally, when in the, what are they called? The little things that come around, whatever. I voted for Romney.
I thought
Romney would have been a better pick. It didn't happen. We got McCain. I'm far more conservative than I am liberal. I'm more of a medium down the road, but I can definitely say I'm far more conservative than I am liberal.
What is it you think you're going to get out of the McCain presidency? Presuming he wins, what is it? What's in it for you, Adam?
Well, I know what we're not going to get is we're not going to get universal health care, which putting the government in control of health care is just ridiculous.
The
government has never done anything better.
Well,
than
wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go on with that point, I see where you're coming from, and that's what we talked about when we started the program. So we're in agreement in principle. But you mentioned Mitt Romney. You do understand that he's the governor of Massachusetts, and he presided over the Romney Care program, which mandates that all people in Massachusetts have to have health insurance, otherwise they get punished. That's one step away from socialized medicine, and here you are touting this guy as some sort of great candidate? Please explain that.
I thought Romney would have done a better job as far as for an overall picture. I'm also highly against the fact that Barack Obama is going to severely increase taxes tremendously across the board. He's trying to socialize everything. To me, that sounds a lot like communism to me.
Well, hold on. Before you go on, I think that what Democrats largely do is tax and spend, and I think what Republicans have, historically done is deficit and spend. Do you think that that's any better?
Hello?
We're right here.
I said that Democrats tax and spend, Republicans deficit and spend. Do you think that that's any better, really?
I don't think either one's better. I fully agree with there could actually be a libertarian that would have a fighting chance, I would vote for him in a heartbeat. Let's go by the Constitution. Let's do what we've mandated hundreds of years ago that we were going to do.
You're telling me you voted before you go on, sir. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset now. You voted for Mitt Romney, but you had the chance to vote for Ron Paul, and you say that if a libertarian had a fighting chance, here's a guy who got elected to the House of Representatives
11 times,
and you didn't vote for him. What you're saying is simply not true.
Well, Ron Paul, I don't think really has a fighting chance, unfortunately.
If you don't vote for him, then he definitely doesn't,
he
sir.
He was
you're
in
right.
the primary, and, you know, I mean, he raised more money than any of the other candidates did.
He outperformed,
he got
yeah.
more money from the military. Ron Paul had a better chance than any libertarian has ever had, and you didn't vote for him. You know why he didn't
he
have a chance?
Unfortunately, he still doesn't have a chance of winning.
Because you didn't vote for him.
Yeah, because all the people like you, Adam, all the people like you, Adam, that say one thing and then go and do another, if everybody that was like you actually went ahead and followed their instincts, followed their heart, if that is indeed your true feeling, if you went and you followed what it was that you believed in, then you could possibly have what you want. I mean, aside from all the voting fraud and all that.
We could all have it.
Well, if everybody was like you, we'd have legalized heroin and legalized crack, and we wouldn't have any roads, and there wouldn't be any taxes, and
wow.
there would be absolutely.
Do you really think that
do
you really think roads don't get built without the government?
You do understand
really
roads were private before the government took them over, right? The government saw them as a.
Roads don't get built, but what I'm saying is that we wouldn't have the interstate system. We wouldn't have. You wouldn't have airports.
So wait, you're saying that road owners
there are freeways in California that are privately owned right now. I mean, there's a fact.
Apparently, he's saying, you're saying that, government is so much more competent than the marketplace when it comes to putting pavement down? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me that that people that build roads for a living couldn't possibly figure out how to link them up from one point to another? That we need some centralized command and control communist-style government in order to determine where the road should be? I thought you said you weren't a communist.
What I am saying is that you all are so anti-government that you
I'm pro-freedom,
no
sir.
Government whatsoever.
I am pro-self-government and I'm pro-freedom. I'm not anti-government.
That's just not going to be a possibility.
Just because you've ironed it out in your mind, sir, doesn't mean it's not possible, and I thank you for the call tonight. It absolutely is possible for us to be free. We just have to want it. We have to seize it for ourselves.
This is the defeatist attitude that causes, basically that has admired the Republican Party. People that believe in small government say, well, we just can't have small government, so let's take less growth of the government.
Right. We can't have small government. I'm glad you brought up that Ron Paul point because it was brilliant, Mark. Oh, we can't have small government because there's just no good candidates. We could have had a better candidate. Oh, I could have voted for Ron Paul, but I didn't think anyone else would vote for him, so screw it. I'll just vote for one of these bad guys. Voting for evil just gets you evil, and that's what we're going to have after November of this year. Whether it's Barack Obama or John McCain, it's going to be more evil, so that's what you got to look forward to, I guess. 800-259-9231. If you want to do something different besides voting for the lesser of two evils, we've got an option for you. It's called the Free State Project. I'm sure we'll talk about it coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is